Thanks for calling the customer service. My name is Deja. How may I help you today?
Yeah, Deja, I have a concern. My wife ordered some of your product here. You know, she saw it on an ad here, and the Keto Ascend and the, you know what, the Keto Cleanse Ascend or something like that. And it was like, I don't know what the minimal amount is, well below $25, $30. Now I'm getting billed for the two products, $184 in my bank. And well, I'm going to stop payment. But what's the deal here? You just keep going automatic withdrawal out of bank and no product? Is this false? I've dealt with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, and I've done it before. And so I went online. I'm reading these complaints. What's going on here?
Yes, sir. For me to better assist you, sir, may I please have your zip code? May I please have your zip code?
Okay. These were, let me see where she had them sent to. Do you have them shipped here or there in Green Bay? Where did you get them? Here? 49887, Michigan.
And may I please have their first and last name on the account, sir?
Catherine, and that's with a C, Cox, COX.
And will you please verify the shipping address for me, sir, for security purpose?
It's N as in Nora, 8638 Old Mill Lane, and then you might see it 20.75 Road, Cedar River, Michigan.
Yes, sir. Hey, could you bear with me a second as I take a look at this account, sir?
Sure.
Okay, so I do see the order was placed on the 23rd of January. It was for the keto and the keto cleanse, sir. And you were charged $6.70 in.
The what? That was placed on the 20 what? 23rd?
Yes, sir.
23rd, okay. For the amount of how much?
That day you got charged the shipping and handling, which was $6.70 and $7.45, sir. And you had a free 14 days to try that product. And within those free 14 days, if you did not call and cancel, then you got billed the original prices of the product, sir. So that's why you got billed. You did.
She just got him. She got him 2 days ago.
2 days ago. And she
Yeah.
ordered it on the 23rd, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Bear with me
And
just
then
one second.
all of a sudden the bank account came in, you know, trying, it's on hold right now. It isn't paid, and believe me, it won't be. But what would have been your total amount of billing?
Yes, sir. So you did say she just received those products 2 days ago, but I'm showing that she received the products on the 28th of January, and those charges were after the 14 days was $92.90 and $91.89.
Now, I got a 92.90 and 91.89. You just cancel this all out now, and I'll take care of it with my bank and the association.
Yes, sir. So what I can do for you, sir, if you would like, I can talk to my supervisor and see what I can do for you.
I hope so.
Bear me just one second. Alrighty, sir. So as I was talking to my supervisor, she's willing to give you a 35% refund on both charges, and if you don't want that 35% refund, sir, I can see what else she can do for you, sir.
Well, I better get a refund or a stop payment on those two billings. You know, I mean, the initial, I mean, you get them 2 days before I'm supposed to cancel them. How the hell do you, excuse my language, I'm sorry. How
It's
are you
okay.
supposed to know if they even work, you know? And what was the shipping charge on those?
The shipping charge was $6.95, yeah. I think, and the other one was $7, sir.
$7.95. Just like an automatic renewal, that every month you can try to bill me this?
Yes, sir, so that is, but what I can do for you, do you want me to see what else I can do for you, sir? Or do you want a 35% refund?
I don't want a 35%. I want almost 100%.
Plus yes,
the,
sir.
What was the initial amount that was billed?
Sir, bear with me.
Not
just
much.
1 second, and I can tell you. I know it was $92.90, and the other was $91, I think. But bear with me just 1 second. I'm going to go talk to my supervisor, sir.
Initial billing was $98. Okay. You talk to your supervisor.
Alrighty, sir. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yes, sir. So as I was talking to my supervisor, she understands about that refund, sir. So she's willing to do a 50% refund, sir.
50% refund.
On both charges, sir, if that is okay with you. And if it's not, then
sir,
I can see what else I can do.
You better, because this was nuts.
Okay,
you
bear
know,
me.
I'm reading all the comments on the computer on the company, and I know I'm not the only one out here. So, brother. So I got a $92.90 and a $91.89. They're trying to get out of my bank.
Yes, sir. So,
which are blocked?
Yes, sir. So as I was talking to my supervisor, she can do the 75% refund, sir, on both charges. Will
how,
that work?
How much?
75% refund.
A 95%?
75. The number five.
75%. How long is that going to take?
Okay, so that 75% refund will take 3 to 5 business days, sir.
5 business days?
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5. Okay, I'll tell my bank tomorrow, and they'll double check that.
Yes, sir.
Small
could
bank.
You bear with me a second while I get that 75% refund for you, sir?
Yeah, and another thing here, cancel any more future orders, okay? Nothing.
I'm going to cancel you out, sir, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I hope so. So you... 75% of $184. Yeah, still you made money. You want me to ship these bills back?
No, sir. Unfortunately, the warehouse will not accept those products, sir, because of COVID, and I'm so sorry about that. But bear with me just 1 second. I'm going to get your refund for you, sir, and cancel out your account, and I'll provide you with a cancellation number, okay?
Okay. If she ordered them on the, what'd she say? 20th.
What did you say, sir?
Well, I'm doing the math on when she ordered them. When she, you say she got them on the 26th?
She received it on the, it was delivered the 28th of January, and she ordered it on the 23rd of January, sir.
Right. So you have how many days to cancel once you receive it?
14 days, sir. And the 14 days start when you purchase the product, sir.
Do the math here. I don't think we're up to 14 days yet, even.
Yes, sir. She ordered. She placed the order on the 23rd of January, sir. It is the 9th of February now, sir. It has been 14 days.
Okay.
So I'm going to refund you that $91.89, that 75% of that one. You're going to get refunded $68 91, sir. If you could bear me just 1 second, I'll get that refund for you. And then I will do the other refund for you, sir, okay?
Okay, so what am I paying on 91.89 now?
Now, I'm going to refund you back $68.91. And I'll get that for you, sir. Bear with me just 1 second. I got to get the refund process first, sir.
Okay, well, all right, okay. And we'll do the 92.90.
And for the $92.90, I will refund you $69.67. Bear with me just 1 second as I get that one processed for you, sir. Okay, sir, so I did get both of those refunds processed for you, sir, and it will take 3 to 5 business days to be credited back to your account, sir. And remember, I do have your account canceled for you, sir, if you would like the cancellation number, I can give it to you, sir.
Yeah, we want cancellation, and I will double-check with the bank and give them the information.
Yes, sir, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie, D as in David, C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, B as in boy, the number 5, the number 4, A as in apple, the number 6, 29, sir.
29.
Yes,
okay.
Sir, that is correct. And remember, it will take 3 to 5 business days to be credited back to your account, sir. And
all
I got
right.
You all canceled out.
Okay, I will hold off on sending this letter to my friend at State of Michigan. So, all right, okay.
All righty, sir. Thanks for calling customer service. You have a great night, okay?
Yeah, thank you. You too. Bye.